Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin led a group of Democratic and Republican lawmakers in calling on the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide immediate assistance to game bird farmers who have been denied emergency aid after suffering serious losses due to severe weather events. The Livestock Indemnity Program, or LIP, provides benefits to livestock producers for livestock deaths caused by adverse weather. However, game bird farmers in Wisconsin and across the country have recently been denied assistance by USDA. Farmers across the country have recently reported being denied emergency assistance or encouraged not to apply for LIP coverage, including in Wisconsin. In June, McFarlane Pheasant Farm in southeast Wisconsin, the largest pheasant producer in the country, lost over 50,000 birds due to a tornado. In addition to the loss of poultry, the tornado caused substantial damage to the farm, including the destruction of pens, fencing, and other farm infrastructure necessary to support the flock. The financial impact on the farm's operations has been devastating, resulting in over $2 million in damages. As a result of the destruction, the farmer owner sought LIP assistance from USDA, but was ultimately denied coverage because it is a game bird operation. In her letter, Senator Baldwin called on the USDA to reconsider its decision to deny assistance to game bird farmers under LIP and ensure that these farmers have the resources they need to recover from severe weather disasters. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden released a statement Wednesday criticizing U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack for not answering a letter regarding the Pure Prairie poultry bankruptcy. Congressman Van Orden and a number of other representatives sent the letter in late October requesting answers on the agency's loan and grant processes and information on the bankruptcy filing. In his statement this week, Congressman Van Orden accused the USDA of ignoring small and medium-sized farmers. One election season has ended and a new one begins. Parties and candidates are already looking toward the spring, and the state Supreme Court race is shaping up. Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Technically, justices are nonpartisan, but Walsh Bradley identifies as liberal. Susan Crawford has announced she's running for the seat. She's a judge in Dane County Circuit Court. Over the weekend, she officially got the endorsement to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and from Justice Walsh Bradley. Meanwhile, Brad Schimmel announced last year that he'd be running for the seat. He was the Attorney General under Governor Scott Walker. He's now a judge in Waukesha County Circuit Court. A pair of familiar faces will lead the Unalaska School District until it finds a new superintendent. Former Superintendent Fran Finko and former Director of Instruction Roger Fruit will serve in an interim role until the district hires a new superintendent. Both men had retired in 2019. Finko led the district from 2011 to 2019, spending 27 years in the district. Fruit served in multiple administrative roles in his 20 years with Unalaska. The vacancy was created when Todd Antony abruptly resigned 3 weeks ago. U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa highlighted that the department is investing nearly $2.6 million to help Southwest Health Center Incorporated construct a child care facility. The funding is through Rural Development's Community Facilities Grant Program. It's the latest funding awarded for child care in Wisconsin, demonstrating the department's priority of making child care more accessible in rural areas. Southwest Health Center is located in Platteville and is the largest health care employer in the region. Over the past 8 years, Southwest Health Center has tripled in size, which has resulted in a significant need for accessible child care. The funds will be used to construct a new state-of-the-art child care facility near the hospital campus, which will add approximately 200 slots for children from birth through age 6. The building will include space for 7 classrooms with restrooms, commons area, offices, storage, kitchen, and outdoor access for children. The center will work in partnership with the Platteville School District to provide after-school programs for students through the age of 12. Following months of investigation, a rural Toma man has been arrested. Tuesday morning, shortly after 9, the Monroe County Combined Tactical Unit executed a search warrant and arrested 56-year-old James Osinger. The arrest of Osinger came after months of investigation that was first reported to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. The investigation uncovered that Osinger was in possession of hundreds of images and videos of child sexual abuse material. The investigation also uncovered that Osinger was involved in the creation of the material. Osinger was booked into the Monroe County Jail on multiple counts, each of first-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 13, child enticement, and possession of child pornography. However, additional charges will likely be forthcoming as the investigation continues. About 50 Wisconsinites have been scammed out of millions after being told their bank account was hacked and instructed to invest in gold. 49 people have reported the scam to the FBI. The thieves have stolen about $13 million. That's an average of $250,000 per person. It all starts with a phone call. The scammers say your bank account has been hacked and you need to buy gold instead. Then once the person has all that gold, the voice on the phone tells them it's better to store it so it's protected. A courier comes to pick up those gold bars and the person never hears from them again. One woman talked to a Milwaukee TV station and showed her receipts. She lost $433,000. That was her life savings for retirement. The scammers first contacted her pretending to be Apple, saying her IP address was stolen. Authorities have arrested two scammers who posed as couriers, the ones who picked up the gold. The FBI believes these schemes originated overseas. Older people were targeted because they have more savings. Officials say if you get a call from anybody claiming to be your bank, look up their phone number from a legitimate source, like on your statement or bank's website. Just make sure it actually is their website in the URL. Use their legitimate number and see if they were the ones who called you. The FBI says most of the time it's an attempted scam. To celebrate National Rural Health Day today, U.S. Department of Agriculture Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa highlighted investments in healthcare projects by the department, including nearly $61 million to assist in the construction of a new state-of-the-art critical access hospital in Lafayette County. USDA Rural Development is committed to improving the economy and quality of life in rural areas and small towns, and that means investing in healthcare security in Wisconsin. Constructed in the early 1950s, Memorial Hospital of Lafayette County in Darlington has been a healthcare staple for nearly 9,700 residents in its service area and continues to be one of Lafayette County's largest employers with over 140 staff members. Unfortunately, with a growing local population and no opportunity for expansion in its current condition and location, a new facility is needed to provide modernized healthcare services. With help from a nearly $46 million loan and $9 million in grants through USDA's Community Facilities Direct Loan and Grant Program and a partnership with private lender Compeer Financial on a $5 million loan guaranteed through USDA's Community Facilities Guaranteed Loan Program, a new 75,000-square-foot critical access hospital is being built to address these growing needs. Once completed, Memorial Hospital will feature 24 beds, an emergency department, laboratory, radiology department, surgical facilities, dietary facility, rehabilitation space, eye care clinic, and administration offices. Lassa said that this year's Rural Health Day theme, Power of Rural, is a sharp reminder of the importance of rural health care as it's recognizing both the power of rural and the incredible efforts of rural health care providers and others dedicated to addressing the unique health care needs of rural Wisconsin. This is International Education Week. It's about expanding horizons, making connections, and establishing mutual understanding between people in the United States and other countries. You are invited to attend a local International Education Week event. The exchange students at Richland Center High School will host International Night this evening beginning at 6 in the West Commons and Large Group Instruction Room. Meet the international students, sample some traditional foods, and learn about their countries and cultures. The event is free and open to all. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters Calendar Raffle is Andy Keller.